Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Remedify coaching program. Today, we're diving into something I think we can all relate to.
Yeah, those habits, those things we always tell ourselves we're going to start doing.
Or stop doing. But for this deep dive, we're focusing on building those positive routines using this really interesting guide, Why It Takes 30 Days to Form Lifetime Habits.
It's a mouthful, but it basically covers transforming your well-being, spiritual, mental, emotional, you name it.
It's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
And you always hear that 30 days is the magic number, right? So we want to look into that. Does it really take 30 days to make a habit stick?
Right. And how does that work? Like, what's going on in our brains when we're trying to make these changes?
And maybe even more importantly, how do we use all this to actually improve our well-being?
Because it's not just about repeating an action for a month, right? This guide really digs into how your spiritual life, your mental state, even the environment you're in, all of that plays a role.
Okay, so let's break this down. First, let's talk about the science behind habit formation. What's happening up there in our heads when we're trying to, like, build a new routine?
Well, the guide starts with what it calls the habit loop. It's a pretty classic concept. Basically, there's a cue, something that triggers the habit. Then there's the routine, the action itself. And finally, there's the reward. That's the positive feeling you get after doing it.
So it's like our brain is always searching for these patterns. Cue, action, reward, and then it's like, okay, let's do that again.
Exactly. And each time you run through that loop, the connections in your brain, the neural pathways, they get stronger.
So it's like paving a road, right? Sure. The more you drive on it, the smoother it gets.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It starts as a bumpy dirt road, but with repetition, it becomes the super highway of a habit.
And that's where brain plasticity comes in. That ability of the brain to actually change and adapt.
Absolutely. It's what lets us learn new things and form these almost automatic behaviors.
It's amazing how much power we have to rewire our own brains, isn't it?
It really is. And that brings us to the 30-day thing. The guide talks a lot about this time frame, right? What's the thinking there?
Right. Is there any science behind that number? Like after 30 days, boom, new habit.
Well, the guide is honest. The research is kind of all over the place. Some studies say it takes 18 days. Some say over 200.
Wow, that's a pretty big range.
Yeah, the average is more like 60 days. So 30 days isn't a guarantee that the habit's fully ingrained, but it's a really solid start.
So maybe it's more about gaining momentum, pushing through that initial resistance, that hump.
Exactly. And the guide breaks this 30-day period into 4 weeks, which can be super helpful.
Oh, I like that. What's the breakdown?
So week one is all about awareness and preparation. You figure out what habit you want, why you want it, and how to set yourself up for success.
Makes sense. You need a clear goal and a plan of attack.
Then week two is implementation. You actually start doing the habit consistently, but with flexibility because, you know, life happens.
Yeah, you can't always be perfect.
Right, it's about adapting. Then week three, that's when you hit the obstacles.
Oh, yeah, that dip in motivation. I know that feeling.
This is where resilience comes in. The guide talks about viewing these challenges as like opportunities to learn and problem solve, not failures.
So it's about figuring out how to overcome those roadblocks.
Exactly. And then week four is about solidifying. The habit should be feeling more natural. You celebrate your wins.
You've made it this far, so it's time to acknowledge that. I love that breakdown. It makes it seem much less daunting. Now, what about these pillars of habit formation that the guide keeps mentioning? It seems like there's more to it than just like repeating an action.
Right. There's a lot more. Let's start with the spiritual side of things. This is something the guide really emphasizes.
Okay, so how does spirituality tie into forming good habits?
It's all about purpose. When your habits are aligned with your values, they just make more sense, you know? They have more staying power.
So, like, if you value kindness and you make a habit of doing something kind every day, it's gonna feel more rewarding.
Exactly. The guide even suggests incorporating daily spiritual practices like meditation or spending time in nature, things that connect you to your values.
I see. So it's about grounding yourself, finding that deeper meaning. And what about doubt, which is a pretty common spiritual struggle? How do we deal with that?
Well, connecting with a community, if that's your thing, reflecting on your purpose and engaging in practices that strengthen your faith, Those can be helpful. The guide suggests finding what works for you.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, mental and emotional needs, those are also huge when it comes to forming habits, right?
Absolutely. The guide stresses the importance of a positive mindset. If you're constantly battling negative thoughts or feeling emotionally drained, it's tough to stick with anything new.
So taking care of our mental health is just as important as the habit itself.
It's crucial. The guide talks about building resilience, learning to bounce back from setbacks, you know, and practicing self-compassion when you mess up, because we all do.
And I bet stress and anxiety can really derail your efforts too.
Oh, absolutely. The guide recommends mindfulness, exercise, maybe even professional help if you need it. Basically, managing that stress is key.
Okay, so we've covered spiritual and mental well-being. What about the physical side? I'm sure that's a big part of the equation, too.
It's the foundation, actually. The guide calls physical health the bedrock of it all.
You can't build a house on a shaky foundation.
Right. And that means focusing on things like exercise, nutrition, and sleep. They all impact our energy, our mood, our ability to, like, think clearly.
So if you're trying to wake up early and exercise, but you're not sleeping well or eating right, you're probably setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly. And the guide acknowledges that sometimes physical challenges happen. Illness, injury, you know. It's important to be flexible, to work with your body, and to adapt those habits as needed.
So it's about listening to what your body is telling you. Makes sense. Now, the last pillar, lifestyle and environment. That's pretty broad, isn't it?
It covers a lot. The guide really emphasizes how much our routines, our workspace, even the people around us can influence our habits.
So if you're trying to eat healthy, but your pantry is full of junk food, that's going to make it harder.
Exactly. It's about designing a supportive environment. That could mean stocking your fridge with healthy snacks or setting up a dedicated space for whatever habit you're trying to build.
And I'd imagine having people in your life who are like on the same page supporting your goals, that's huge too.
Absolutely. The guide talks about the power of accountability partners, finding a community, or just sharing your goals with friends and family who will cheer you on.
Okay, so we've covered the four pillars. Spiritual, mental, physical, and environmental. It really is a holistic approach, isn't it?
Totally. And the guide goes a step further and offers strategies for maintaining these habits over time, for making them last.
Okay, that's important. So what are some things we can do to stay on track?
Well, daily practices are key. Setting clear intentions for the day, tracking your progress, and taking a few minutes for reflection, that helps you stay mindful.
So like a daily check-in with yourself.
Right. Then it recommends weekly check-ins too. Taking some time to review how the week went, identify challenges, celebrate wins.
And those wins are important to celebrate no matter how small.
Absolutely. It keeps you motivated. And then monthly reflections to look at the bigger picture, and even annual reviews to make sure your habits are still aligned with your long-term goals.
So you're essentially building in regular tune-ups for your habits. I love that. But let's be honest, there are going to be obstacles. What about procrastination and just feeling unmotivated?
We all struggle with that. The guide suggests breaking down big goals into smaller steps, making sure your goals are really specific, and finding ways to make the habit itself more enjoyable.
And sometimes you just have to remind yourself why you started in the first place, right? That can be a big motivator.
Totally. And when you inevitably hit those setbacks, because you will, the guide emphasizes having a growth mindset. View those setbacks as learning experiences.
So it's about picking yourself up and trying again and not being too hard on yourself when you stumble.
Exactly. And finally, for long-term motivation, the guide talks about revisiting your goals regularly, finding new sources of inspiration, maybe trying out different things.
And remember, celebrating those wins along the way.
Yeah.
So much good stuff in there. We've covered a lot in this deep dive. It's clear that building lasting habits is a multifaceted process. You've got to consider your spiritual, mental, physical, and environmental needs. It's a whole life approach.
I agree. And it's important to remember that 30 days, while a great starting point, isn't the be-all and end-all. It's a journey.
A journey that, like you said, is going to have bumps along the way. But it's so encouraging to know that we have the power to make these changes, to shape our lives in ways that feel authentic and fulfilling.
And I think a good question to leave our listeners with is, what small step can you take today, right now, to either start a new habit or strengthen one you've already got going? It doesn't have to be huge.
We all have that power. And if you're looking for more information, some additional resources to support you, we've got you covered. Check out the links in the show notes. There you'll find.
https.www.pnmoneymaking.com.
https.kk2020.store. These websites offer some amazing insights and tools that can really help on your journey.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into habit formation on the Remedify Coaching Program. We'll see you next time.